Micah chapter 7. Don't ever be ashamed to look in your index to find it. Sometimes I forget where it is. We'll get ready to stand in just a moment, give everybody time to find that. And just one verse of scripture I want to share with you tonight. And I guess I'll be fairly brief. I know y'all laugh when I say that, but that's usually when something gets turned loose, but we'll see tonight. Just something God laid on my heart. I thought about a lot. I've been thinking a lot of things here lately. And I was thinking today about what God has done for us here at Gateway and just let us be a part of it. I appreciate his goodness to us. God's good. There have been a lot of battles, a lot of things we'd have to wonder about. But I'm thinking about the new year coming in, and I was trying to work on something toward that for Sunday. And some things I feel like we need to bring attention to. But tonight, just these three things I'd like to share with you. We make resolutions during the new year for what we're going to do or don't do. Most of us don't take long to break them, but we make them. Some people make them. I just quit making them. I just ask God to help me do what's right. But there are some things we ought to think about. And I want you to stand to your feet, please. Micah 7, verse 7. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. What a verse. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for this verse of scripture. Thank you tonight, God, for all that we think about in the past years and years. You've let us live. You let us be in this place, stand in this pulpit. Now, Father, we need a divine touch of God tonight. We need that anointing power. That's something that man can't work up and man can't do in himself. But, Father, I pray for the Holy Spirit to make it real to us. Lord, every heart, every individual, every person in this house that you bless. Father, thank you for the singing of the songs. And Lord, as you just sung, I want to die on the battlefield. And I pray in Jesus' name, if you don't come and get us out of here in rapture, I pray you let us die on the battlefield, able to preach. I ask in Jesus' name that you'd speak to hearts. Lord, I was thinking a while ago about Southern Sudan. I ask you, Lord, to help that country. Pray for laborers into the harvest field. God, that you'd do that. Then across America and our churches, I pray, God, for not only other churches, but I pray you'd help us at Gateway. Lord, we need help. And I ask in Jesus' name, help us be everything we ought to be and could be for your glory and your honor. Brother Ledford just testified to brag on Jesus. Lord, help us brag on him. Exalt him and lift him high. We'll praise you and give you all the glory for everything that you do now. We're asking God to dismiss everything else from our minds. Help us center in on this verse of scripture. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. In this book, Micah's talking about that's doom, it's coming. And Hezekiah, during his reign and others, and Hezekiah was one of the good kings of that time. But he's prophesying about the judgment of God, telling about that. Fact is, Micah chapter 5, I believe about verse 2 is where it tells about Bethlehem, where the Son of God will be born. So it's a good, we call them minor prophets, not because they're minor important, because of shorter books. But here he was talking about all the doom and even talking about families turning against and all that would happen. He winds up telling about the his hope throughout the book. that the Son of God's coming, but here in verse number 7, in his despair, in all that he's talked about, in judgment of God, even though he's mentioning about the coming of the Son of God, the Son of David, be born in Bethlehem of Judea, he talked about that. But I want you to look in verse number 7, therefore. That therefore, it goes back to everything that's before. And that's the judgments he's been talking about, what he's been dealing with in that, and talking about that. And so he's kind of despairing here and in a struggle. And yet, all of a sudden, he burst out with three things that stood out to him that helped him. I pray tonight it'll burst out in our hearts, in our minds, and stand out for us, that we'll find the help that we need. I need help, and I believe that all of us do as we come. It's getting frustrating. It's getting frustrating to live in this world and what you're faced with day by day. No matter how you try to do your life, you're confronted with those decisions and those things in your life that you got to deal with. And these problems going to come, sickness is going to come, and these situations are going to come that's going to mess up our schedules, and we're going to have to deal with that. And I pray tonight as we nearing the end, I believe with all my heart we're nearing the time of the coming of the Son of God. Fact is, he may come before I quit preaching tonight. He may come any moment of time. He is coming again. He made us a promise about that and said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. At better place to go. I'm glad I have a better place to go. This world is just a getting ready place. We're passing through. We're heading home. And one day we shall be on the other side in glory. And I say hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus coming is a great, precious thing to us. Now, hope of our lives. You say, but preach, I got people that's lost. I got people around me that's lost. I don't see them saved. I do too. I do too. But did you know we'll see more lost tomorrow than we have today? And we're not getting ahead on this thing. We're getting behind on it. There's more people coming to age of accountability and being lost and dying, going to hell, than there are people getting saved and born in the family of God. And it'd probably be astounding to all of us if we could really get the hold of that figure in our minds and realize the fact that we must be busy in the battlefield while we have time and opportunity in the harvest field, and pray that God send forth laborers into the field. Well, here he is, and he says, therefore. Then he makes some will statements, and get these three will statements made. One of them's not I will, but God will. But look at the first one. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will look unto the Lord. That's the best place you can look, is unto the Lord. If you look at the world, you're in a mess, because it'll tire you up. If you look at people, they'll fail you somewhere along the way. I don't care who they are, nor what their name is, nor where they come from. People stumble sometimes, and people have failed sometimes. We all do. Amen? And none of us have reached a state of perfection. We won't until we get a new body, glorified like unto Jesus. And so, but we can look unto the Lord. The psalmist David said, I'll look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. He said, I'm going to look up. I'm going to look up. And it's important where we look. And looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. I'm glad that we can look unto him. And Hebrews 2:9 said, but we see Jesus. Just keep looking at him and seeing him. Brother Lefford talking about bragging on him. And we need to keep looking to him. You remember in the Old Testament when they had the brazen serpent, and they were bitten by the serpents, and they would die if they did not look unto that serpent, the brazen serpent that God had Moses to make, put on a pole, and hang it up out there. When I first got saved, I wondered about that. Why in the world would he put a serpent up and have people look at it and get well? As a type of sin, as a type of being saved. But I tell you why. Because Jesus made sin for us at Calvary. And that serpent represented that. Amen. And Brian speaks of judgment in Scripture. And so as they looked into the brazen serpent, they got healed. And you know, this thing really struck me one day, that they could be in their tents or they could be outside the camp and be bitten, and somebody could tell them, if you just get to the camp and look to that brazen serpent, you can get healed. Don't you think they crawl and try to get somebody to help them and try to get there and try just to get a glimpse and look at that serpent, because they could be well? Hey, I'm glad, praise God, I got a glimpse of Calvary one day. I'm glad Jesus became real to me one day. I looked in the place and he was made my sin so I could be saved and born in the family of God. If you're not saved tonight, I want to report to you, you can be saved by coming to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But I'm not just talking about looking unto Jesus as Savior now and Lord of our life. I'm talking about just letting him, looking unto him when the valley's deep. I'm talking about looking unto him when you don't know what else to do. And when you are in a situation that you're struggling with, and I had somebody call me the other day, a dear preacher, and he was struggling with something, and he already had it figured out, but he just needed somebody to talk to. It's good to talk to somebody, and I did my best to help. But let me tell you this, man won't do for you what God can do for you. Man may give you the best advice he can give you, but he doesn't know what God knows. He's not capable of handling what God can handle. And I'm glad, praise God, we got one we can look unto and follow him. Amen. Aren't you glad tonight that you can look unto Jesus? And Brother Lev talking about bragging on him. And we can not only brag on him, but we can look to him. And when you're going through that valley and that trouble, that sorrow, that heartache, that something that you can't handle, looking unto Jesus. Look unto him that can help you. And that's why this prophet said here, therefore I will look unto the Lord. Amen. I say praise God. I'm glad we can look unto the Lord. Amen. And somebody said, well, I got messed up with this, or I failed in this or the other. And we all do, but we can look to the Lord and find strength and help, and God will help us. But notice the second thing. Knowing that I will look unto the Lord, but it says, I will wait for the God of my salvation. Now, he said, God of my salvation, you're already saved. He said, I'll wait for him. Now, that word, wait, here, first one was faith. Looking by faith, we need to look to Jesus. Here he said, I'm waiting. This is being patient. And I'm going to be honest with you tonight. These times I've made decisions and done things when I should have waited on God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not in your own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. And Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I love those two verses because exactly what we need to do. And but wait on the Lord. I get impatient. I want to see it done now. And I want to see people saved now. And I don't do it like I used to do it, but even trying to witness to people. I used to push them in the corner. They had to do something. And I'm afraid I pushed a lot of people into making a profession and didn't get saved. Amen. If the Holy Ghost is not in it, you can talk them into it. Hey, listen, I used to work for a little while as a salesman in the insurance company. And I was taught how to sell insurance and how to get people to think like you wanted them to think and all that. But I want you to know this thing of salvation is not getting people to think like you want them to think. It's getting them to think like God wants them to think. It's getting them to look unto Jesus. Amen. But we, after we are saved, we struggle with things in our lives. And we, in year 2012, if we get there, let's determine in our hearts that we're going to look unto Jesus in the valleys. We're going to look unto Jesus in the mountaintops and look unto Jesus at all times. And then by the grace of God and the help of God, we're going to wait on the Lord to help us, amen, and making decisions and doing what we do and we might please him in all things. Now, I'm not talking about being slothful. Now, I'm not talking about just using an excuse not to get something done, but I'm talking about waiting on the Lord's guidance and direction and help. I'd rather see a person wait on God than see them jump into something God's not in and then have to back out of that, amen? And so us wait on the Lord. God will help us. And people, I saw a news broadcast where they was trying to do some returns somewhere, and the police had to pull a gun. I thought, my soul. Then people don't have any patience about anything. Why would you want to be so rude to somebody about just getting a return on some kind of a little old gift, or even a big gift for that matter? I don't know what kind of gift you got, but anyway. But we need to wait on God, and I don't know about this. Exactly what I want to say about it, but I know that we live our lives, and I'm talking to me as well as you. God spoke to my heart that we live our lives, and Lord, I want this, I want that, we need this, we need that, we got to have this, and we ask for a lot more than we ever thank him for. And we, God, and but being patient and waiting on God to move on the scene and God to do what needs to be done. I thought about it in services. Now, I love shouting. I love praising God. I like getting good services. I love it. Brother Ben, I love it with all my heart. But I know if God doesn't do it, it's no good anyway. If it's in the flesh, it won't mount to anything. But, oh, when the Holy Ghost of God works and moves in hearts. And I want to step in this pulpit with patience waiting on God to do what God wants us to do and God to help us. You remember last Wednesday night when we got through the service and I called on Mike Boone, couldn't even think of his name, but I finally got the one I wanted and I let him sing. You remember that service and what happened in that song? He sung, I never heard it in my life. But God don't want Isaac, he wants Abraham, he wants you. And boy, what a song. And but it was just something God touched. It was good tonight. God blessed the singing tonight in a special way. But there was something on that last Wednesday night after church. I stumbled around preaching. I usually do here lately. But when he sung that song, God got on this place. But I'll tell you why he sung that song. Because I could not get it off my heart that he needed to sing. I didn't know what he was going to sing. I had no idea. But I knew in my heart he needed to sing. I want to stay sensitive like that. I don't want to get in such a canned way of worship that we know everything we're going to do right before we do it. And everything gets us so-so. I want free to worship God. If I want Brother Tim to sing right in the middle of my preaching, I just stop and ask him to sing. And we want to stand up right in the middle of the preaching, walk around the building. We'll stand up and walk around the building. I want to wait on God. And just let God lead us and guide us and direct us. That waiting's hard. And you ever waiting in a doctor's office and you're sitting out there in the waiting room and you're getting aggravated and just waiting stuff. And I found out it's good to just take time during that time to breathe a prayer. And good during that time, just look around, see if somebody you can talk to a minute and maybe witness to. And just, you can always make good use of your time and be patient and wait on God. And that's not been one of my virtues along the way, but I'm trying to work on that. Amen. And so anyway, let's look at the third thing quickly. He said, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Now notice that. He said, I will look unto the Lord, and I will wait for the God of my salvation. But said, God will. He didn't say God may, God might. He said, God will hear me. Amen. When you're looking to the Lord and you're waiting on God, God will hear you when you pray. And if we know that he hears us, we know we have the petition we desire of him. And we won't be praying foolishly. We won't be praying selfishly. We won't be praying like just for ourselves. But if we're literally looking to the Lord and got our eyes on him, he'll guide us and direct us. And waiting on him, he'll help us along the way. And everything will work out all right. And he will hear our prayer. And I'm glad tonight report to you on the last Wednesday night of 2011, God hears prayer. God answers prayer. And God still hears us when we do pray. And I say praise God and the Lamb forever. And tonight I challenge you in 2012, look unto the Lord wherever you are in your life. Look to the Lord. And I challenge you to wait patiently for the Lord to give you guidance and direction for what he wants with your life or making any decision, whatever it is. Some of you young people are going to be, well, Eric, I don't know. We were praying for you. Some of you young people will get married sometime or the other. There's somebody blundered. No, I'm serious. I'm kidding with her. I really am. I'm kidding with her. What you smiling about, Christopher? You too, buddy. Hey, I might make a match. Let me work on it. No, I better hush. I don't know what's going on. God does. I don't. How'd I get in that mess? Look, I do that every once in a while. Get myself in a dig a hole and get in it and pull the dirt in. But anyway, we need to look to the Lord. We need to wait on him, patiently wait for the Lord to guide your life. Don't get impatient with God. For we know all things work together for the good of them that love God and those called according to his purpose. All things. And we know that. But some things happen in our lives that we just absolutely don't know what to do. But we can look to the Lord. We can wait patiently. And we can then know God will hear us when we pray. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Father, I pray that you'd help all of us. Seal it to our hearts that we may look unto you, that we may wait on the God of my salvation. Lord, in our lives, that you'll guide and direct. And then, Father, you said you'd hear us. Thank you. As we close out this year soon and head into 2012, I pray that we'll ever keep these in mind. And help us, Lord, to do that please you in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.